Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Friends of the Earth Spain endorses campaign municipalities free from GMOs to ban the use of glyphosate and support local and environmental products. 17 countries and 4 regions of the European Union have already banned the cultivation of genetically modified maize, MON 810, owned by Monsanto. On June the 5th, to mark World Environment Day, Friends of the Earth Spain, together with the Platform for Territories Free from GMOs of Navarra and other environmental organizations, held an open parliament session in Pamplona, capital of Navarra, titled Genetically Modified Crops, Legal and Political Framework to Ban Them. Most of the GM crops that our European countries don't want to cultivate are grown in Spain, stated Friends of the Earth Spain. For municipalities to declare themselves free from GMOs, they can use legal tools in force in the European Union since 2015. One of the speakers was Carlos Alonso, a lawyer expert on environmental law and activist, who regretted that almost 90% of European crops cultivated with GM seeds are grown in Spain. Teresa Rodriguez, spokesperson of Friends of the Earth Spain, was critical about the fact that GM crops entered Spain through the front door 20 years ago. "We are the only country that grows GMOs at a large scale," said Rodriguez, who also highlighted the victories obtained despite the power of the agro-industry and reminded that the agricultural model promoted by Friends of the Earth International is environmentally sound, local and small-scale. Lynn Boylan, member of the European Parliament of the European United Left Nordic Green Left, also participated at the open session.
I'm here today on the request of Friends of the Earth, I suppose, to outline why I think that Nevada should consider following the opt-out that the north of Ireland did from cultivating genetically modified organisms. I believe, I'm an ecologist, that it's a flawed technology. It forces farmers into, I suppose, one, having to purchase the seeds constantly, but also a dependency on pesticides, which is bad for the environment. And in the long run, the weeds and the pests evolve so that you need to keep using more and more pesticides, which causes more and more harm to the environment. So I'm here today to talk about that, and hopefully that maybe some of the arguments I make will give some consideration for the people in the Navarra Parliament to follow Ireland in opting out of GM.
This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.